Okay. I'll get this here. All right. Okay. Had a little faux pas here, but I normally wait for the disclaimer music and I didn't hear it, so it threw off my rhythm. We do everything by sound. I'm going to begin with, you know, the news, Donald Trump in court, continuing to try to destroy him. They will. But as a president of the United States still, they are continuing. Who's they? This administration and what we term the New World Order, the continuity of government. Donald Trump, if he wasn't a threat to continuity of government, if he was an insider, they wouldn't try to destroy him in this fashion. If he was part of the club, if he was part of the New World Order, if he was a globalist, they wouldn't try to destroy him. But because he isn't in that world of the New World Order group, Klaus Schwab, the Clintons, the Rockefeller plan for world hegemony. We do own the world. Donald Trump just isn't going along with their plan. I've given the analogy before that Donald Trump, I liken the presidents from the time of Jimmy Carter to the time of Trump. Use the example of a hurricane, the beginnings of the hurricane, the conditions that are correct and right for a hurricane season. It began in America with Jimmy Carter. I say that because there's a family in this country, the family that has risen to the top like butter will rise to the top, the cream. And the family, the Rockefeller family, in 1976 with the election of Jimmy Carter, they knew it was the right time to go ahead and further the plans for world hegemony. They were going to do it in two ways. Well, maybe more than that, 4 ways, 10 ways. Firstly, the Trilateral Commission. This had to come about because this was a part of their campaign, an economic plan. The petrodollar in that time frame was also brought in as a world currency for world control economically. And so with Carter, they knew that Carter was the only person. He also, thirdly, there was a plan also by the Rockefeller family, Nelson, David, the others, those that work with Henry Kissinger, Brezhnev, what was his name? I'll think of it. His daughter is now co-hosting some program on the radio or on television, one of the channels, Brzezinski. And they needed peace in the Middle East. So Carter was that individual Camp David Accords, peace with Egypt and Israel, which brought stability. The Rockefellers had to have stability in the Middle East for a long-term plan. We're still involved in that plan presently. Now the, you might say the wrench in the gears is Benjamin Netanyahu. Carter still, I'm sorry, not Carter, Donald Trump still to some degree, to a big degree, to a great degree, continuity of government. They've got to destroy him. He's not an insider. He's not part of that, a part of their world. He's not going to do whatever they feel he should do to further their plans. So Trump is a problem still. Netanyahu is a problem. And the New World Order, to understand the New World Order, it simply can be phrased this way. It is a Rockefeller World Order. It is a family. It is a ruling dynasty of the United States of America World Order. This is not a Brzezinski, or this is not a Klaus Schwab. These people are just part of the their mechanism. They're part of the way in which the New World Order is going to exist, in an occult order, but it is a family that has plans to take over the whole world. Well, you don't, I guess if you follow my logic, I'll use another example. Who ruled the world in the last two centuries? Britain. And who was Britain? It was a family. It was a queen. It was kings and queens. So don't think that this ruling family is doing anything different, meaning the Rockefellers. If the queen had her hands in everything, financially and in the military, the economy, industry, it's the same with the Rockefellers. History proves it. Now, the person that's interfering with the Rockefeller plan to take over the world is Donald Trump. He's the noble president. He's the of the last seven presidents, starting with Carter. You can go back, begin with Carter, and look at what the Rockefeller family, how they used Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush Jr., Barry Satoro, but they couldn't use Donald Trump. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Okay, I'll resume. Now, with the final seven presidents of the United States of America, there will be eight administrations, but seven, one of the, according to the riddle in Revelation chapter 12, I'm sorry, chapter 17, verse 10, there will be seven final presidents of the United States of America, but there will be eight administrations. One of the seven has to have two terms. So the one of the seven has a 16-year, roughly, term. His original 8 years and an additional 8 years. One of the seven is, you might say, robbed of his term, his full 8-year term. He gets a half plus another extended period, but he doesn't get the full 8 years. That is Donald Trump. Donald Trump won't get his full 8 years, though he still is president. He's going to be replaced by one of the former presidents prior to his administration, and that would be Barack Obama. So Barack Obama is going to return. Now, in the analogy of a hurricane, the hurricane season began with Jimmy Carter, intensified to the time of Barack Obama, and then the eye of the hurricane, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the eye of the hurricane, the hellish hurricane brought in by globalists that serve Lucifer. Donald Trump is the eye of the hurricane, and the winds in the eye of the hurricane have increased almost back to the level one hurricane, there's a level one through level five. So we're about a level one hurricane, but we're not quite there yet because Donald Trump is still president. As soon as he is dismissed by God, then the hurricane will resume, and that hurricane will resume in intensity, increasing year after year after year until the end of Barack Obama's next 8-year period of time. You don't need to believe me. You may not understand what I'm saying. I'm giving you what it says in the Bible. That's my interpretation. There are seven final presidents of the United States of America. One of those seven presidents must take a second 6-year or 8-year term. And the only one in the riddle that would be able to continue another additional 8 years would be Barry Satoro. Now, Donald Trump is the eye of the hurricane. He is interfering with the family plan for world hegemony. The family I'm talking about is the Rockefeller family. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton are Rockefeller children. They're cousins. It may be that Barack Obama is in that lineage somehow. I have been studying. It may very well be. I'm 50-50, maybe 60-40. I am pretty sure he's related to the Rockefellers in one way or the other. So Donald Trump is not an insider. He is not a family member. He is not. His purpose is not to further the agenda of the New World Order. Let's assume that the hand of fate is not going to interfere with this election. Let's say that the hand of fate is going to allow Donald Trump to win the coming election. If this should happen, what will happen immediately after he becomes president, Hillary Clinton's own words will come to pass. They are going to all hang because Trump has nothing to lose. Should he become president, he will have access to a hidden military in the U.S. government that would be loyal to him and that would carry out his plans immediately, nationally and in each of the states through the National Guards for the most part. If the hand of fate didn't intervene, the economy would definitely be straightened out right away because the Federal Reserve, the people, the foreigners that rule the Federal Reserve would be dismissed from power, maybe not through death, but the treasury of this country and the finances of this country would once again belong to the American people. The globalists have a lot to fear. They are in fear. They are worried. They are concerned. This administration is concerned because one other thing Donald Trump will do is all of the men that have been appointed to the top positions in the United States government and all the agencies will be relieved of duty also. Donald Trump, his first priority will be to appoint individuals in the all of these government agencies. There will be new appointments. If fate doesn't intervene. But I'm afraid fate, according to what is written in the Bible, the Democrats, the only person they would favor, and the person that already I believe they are looking at is Barack Obama. And I believe that already behind the scenes, in one way or another, I don't know, and it's too vast to try to figure out what they are up to. They are up to something diabolical. They are not going to let Trump resume as president. He would win if there was a fair election. Even if there isn't a fair election, chances are he's still going to win. But there is something happening behind the scenes. We are never going to get to that point. Everybody is, many people are saying, well, predicting, making predictions, assumptions, opinions. How is Barack Obama going to come back to power? That is the million-dollar question. Is he going to come back to power? Yes. Can we stop it? No. Can Donald Trump stop it? No. No one can stop it. Prophecy must be fulfilled. The Bible says he's going to come back to power. And when he comes to power, his number one man is going to be Bill Gates. And Bill Gates is the only individual that is going to be able to have the system ready for the coming world. It's not a new world order. It is worse than a draconian world order. He will be the president of this country, but he won't be world ruler. I'm talking about Barry Satoru. He won't be the world ruler. He'll just be the individual who is going to rule this country and use everything in this country for his plan to destroy the nations that will not yield to him and nations that will eventually not worship him. I want to tell the people of this country that have mineral rights, oil, gas, water rights, when this person returns to power, this whole nation will be nationalized. All the riches of this country are going to be nationalized. The only people that will have their oil rights are the people that serve him, the families that serve this coming, I guess you'd call it an administration. But oil, gas, gold, silver, will be, everything will be under his control. It'd be just like Mexico. Everything will be nationalized for the better of the government. We're moving into a world, the hurricane that is coming, we cannot see, unless you look at what the Bible says, you cannot see the devastation that is coming to this country, to the people of this country, to the nations of the world. The only way you can see what is coming is by looking at what God's Word says, the prophecies in the Bible. Ronald Reagan, used by the Rockefellers to build the biggest peacetime army ever in the world history. The Rockefellers used each of these presidents for their own purposes. And George Bush Sr., with Cheney, Wolfowitz, these people, directed by the Rockefellers, they brought in Project for a New American Century. The Pentagon presented to the War Department that, or was presented through the Pentagon, that America had the opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to rule the world. Do we take advantage of the opportunity, or do we let the opportunity slide? First thing we did, had our eyes on Saddam Hussein. That's where it began. The Carters, when they came to power, the Rockefellers knew what they needed to do. Kosovo. And also, the more war in Afghanistan. We knew these people, these presidents, were all under the direction of a family. The only individual that has not been controlled perfectly by this family is Donald Trump. And they, like Netanyahu. Netanyahu, this family needs to control him because he's interfering with their plans, but they have to let things be because the Bible says Benjamin Netanyahu is going to rid Jerusalem, Israel, and the surrounding nations of the Rockefeller armies. Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL. To rule the world, you have to use the enemies of your enemy. And if your enemy is your enemy, well, you still use your enemy against the other enemies. It's a dynamic that has been used through mankind's history. Traitors. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to finish what he began in Gaza. The Palestinian people, the Arab people, there's no Palestinians, they're Arabs. They must be removed out of there. Israel is to occupy the Gaza Strip. The people of Israel, the Jewish people, whether people like it or not, Bible prophecy must be fulfilled. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6 to 8 foot tall spring snow fruitless crabapple trees now $199.99 each. 3-year-old 2 to 3 foot Cheyenne privet hedge now gets 6 for $326. Old fashioned peony bushes now $59.99 with 10 colors to choose from. Now through Mother's Day. Come
you
see.
You take I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Putting pieces together with this family, one of the when Harry Truman and Eisenhower became president, this family needed to protect the important members of the Nazi Party, and this is why we have Operation Paperclip. There was a Third Reich, to see the final order in the world. You can call it a New World Order, you can call it the Antichrist Order, but it is an occult order. It is a Nazi order, the Nazi party, the Nazi religious system is still alive. And it had to be protected after World War II. And the war in Russia with, I'm sorry, the war in Ukraine with Russia. Russia knows. And Russia is at war with a religion, at war with a society that still has the religion, the belief system of the Aryan Nazis. And that belief system is present in this administration. It's been present in the politics or in Washington, D.C., in the power structure of America from the beginning. It's still there. Now, there was an article that came out of DailyMail.com here 2 days ago. And under Goring's house at Wolf's Lair, they found 5 bodies and 3 adults, a teenager and a child. They've been buried in his facility in northern Poland or northern, where was it? Northern, I think it was Poland. No, I'm sorry, it was northeastern Poland. I want to make sure I fact checked myself, right? So anyhow, Goring and these other Nazis, they believed in the occult. And these people, that the bodies that they found, they were sacrifices. And someone said, that person that find him, or the people investigating said, a find like this gives you goosebumps. The investigation continued into who the victims were, how and where they were killed. The theory that they might have been offered up in some kind of sadistic black magic ritual is not as far-fetched as it may seem. After all, Nazis were obsessed with all the things supernatural. In this, they took their lead from Hitler himself. Among the most heavily annotated books in the Führer's personal library was Magic, History Theory Practice, penned by Ernest Schertl, an eccentric sadomasochist and nudist. In his signed copy of the 1924 volume, Hitler underlined a sentence. Now, this is important. It was underlined by Hitler himself. Quote, Satan is the fertilizing, destroying, constructing warrior, and he who does not carry demonic seeds within him will never give birth to a new world order. Is the fertilizing, destroying, constructing warrior, and he who does not carry demonic seeds within him will never give birth to the new world order. He's saying, this individual was saying, that anybody that's going to bring in this new world order in 1924 must have demonic seeds within him. In other words, they must be demon possessed. Let's think of some people presently. Let's look at the tree. Christ said, if you look at a tree, you'll know the tree by the fruit. If the fruit is good, it's a good tree. If the fruit is bad, it's an evil tree. Let's think about Klaus Schwab, George Soros. Think about Anthony Fauci. Let's think about, I could go on all afternoon naming names, Bill Gates of Hell, his wife, Abramovich, the witch. These people, do they have demon seeds within them? Well, Hitler, did a presentation here 3 years ago on Hitler, the night that the demons walked into him. He was with a friend, and he saw Hitler be possessed by demons. And he said from that night, Adolf Hitler changed. He became a different person. That was a night that Adolf Hitler was demonized. Now, the members that came over from Germany, they brought over ancient techniques with them that were vital to the U.S. military, to the CIA, to DARPA. And the techniques were MK Ultra, mind control techniques to torture, to deprive people of sleep, hunger, water, to get them into a state where their mind was blank. I go back to this all the time. When your mind is blank, demons come in. It's a door. And the demons come into your soul. Then you're going to need an exorcist. These are the techniques that were vital to the United States military programs. Navy, Army, Marines, all of them. And this is what Adolf Hitler, he knew back in the Black Forest, in all the little cities in Germany, years and years ago, there was a way in which the parents were able to mesmerize their children to program them to be receptive to demons, to spirits, to things not of this world, that these children could become more intelligent, more intuitive to dark things, spiritual darkness. This was vital for America, and the family that brought it in and studied it and developed it, the Rockefeller family, the present truth.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a news flash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Take a break.
I'm not bringing the bad news, I'm bringing the truth. As bad and distressing as it may be, the world needs to know the truth. Now, is there a way where we're going to stop these individuals from doing what they do? They're evil? No. Donald Trump can't stop it. Even if he were president, if he were to come back as president of this country, he would not be able to stop it. Prophecy must be fulfilled. This family has been given the right to rule this nation and given the right to attempt to rule and take over the world, to have family world hegemony. No, it will not happen, but in the meantime, we cannot stop it. This is what Christ will do when he returns. He will stop the wars. He will gather the employees of the devil together, and he will throw them into fire. This is Christ's job. But we are to expose it. We are to present it. We are to assist to bring revelation and insight into what they do, how they do it, why they do it. This type of occult, the employees of the devil have to protect their brothers that serve the devil, their fellow employees. That's what the United States of America did during Operation Paperclip. The purpose of the CIA was, it is an extension, an arm of the family to protect its investments internationally, and to protect its investments in this country internally. And one of the investments was the Nazis that were brought over on Operation Paperclip, and their wives and their children. This was the purpose. One of the legs, one of the, just one example. With the Nazi movement, history had to uncover all of what had happened in Germany so that the world could see. And this is the problem. The world has seen who the Nazis were, but they don't conceptually, they can't grasp that this evil was more than just individuals torturing and murdering other individuals. It was more than that. It was something deep, something so deep into the satanic realm that manifests in the world that the only people really that can understand it, even psychiatrists don't understand it, are people who have been born again, people who have Jesus Christ living inside of them, and people who investigate the paranormal. You better be careful when you investigate the paranormal if you're not a Christian, because these spirits, they won't fool with you. They will attack you, and if possible, they will kill you. Now, going on with this article out of dailymail.com, May 5th, 2024, Victims of the Nazi Human Sacrifice. The whole SS was involved in this type of ritual. Hitler was a firm believer in world ice theory, a bizarre explanation of the origins of life, which had come to an Austrian engineer in a dream at the turn of the century. This suggested that the universe was created when moons of ice crashed into each other, eventually resulting in biological mutations, which produced races of both superhumans and monstrous humanoids. The latter, in Hitler's mind, being the Jews and anyone else who did not fit in with his crazed ideas of Aryan superiority. While this sounds like the stuff of comic books, Hitler took it seriously, so seriously that by the mid-30s, he had taken hold as a uniquely German alternative to Einstein's theory of relativity. The writings of the Nobel Prize-winning physicist being among the many Jewish works that went up in flames during the Nazi book burnings of 1933. It goes on to discuss further Hitler's involvement with the occult. And I'm going to take the time to just read one more thing here. And then Himmler, the SS chief, Heinrich Himmler, was convinced that witches had really existed in Eastern Europe, and the job of the Division 17 employees was to scout through the thousands of execution records and prove that these wise women of pure German blood had been hunted to death by a Jewish Catholic conspiracy. Claiming at a conference in Stuttgart in 1938 that some 500,000 such witches had been burned after terrible torments, Himmler amassed a 13,000-volume library on the occult. Who does this unless if you're not serious about what you're practicing? 13,000-volume library on the occult, the most complete collection of books on witches ever compiled. This was Adolf Hitler's Germany. And it is alive, and it has come to the United States of America. It is presently happening in Ukraine.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wire's Dell Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083, or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
Have
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
You know, there's a story during World War II. There was Valkyrie, and there were other stories of people that were attempting to assassinate Adolf Hitler. Well, you see, that's there was a guy by the name, I think his name was, he was a Christian man, Erich Bonhoeffer, and he and others had planned to assassinate Hitler to keep Hitler from doing the evil that he was doing. I hope, I'm going to throw you a curveball, I hope you can understand what I'm saying or what I'm going to say. This individual, Hitler, was put in position, allowed by God, to be an individual in the book of Jeremiah that would be used by God to force the children of Israel back to the Middle East, because it was time for them to become a nation. And Bonhoeffer was interfering with, or attempting to interfere with, God's plan. Prophecy must be fulfilled. There was an individual, according to Jeremiah, that would, God would fish, or he would call to the children of Israel, fish for them, and then eventually hunt them down and drive them back to the Middle East, because they had to become a nation. So Hitler actually can be credited for being one of the reasons why Israel became a nation once again. There is nothing we can do to stop this family and the people working with this family that are employed by the devil to fulfill prophecy. We can't stop it. The one who will end it is going to be the Lord Jesus at his second coming. We can't stop the wars. We can't stop the famines, the diseases that are coming, the plagues, the evil that they're going to do. We can't stop the coming cashless system. We cannot stop it. We have to adjust spiritually, mentally, in your mind, emotion, and will, psychologically. You've got to be strong. And this is the way in which God is going to give people the realization, bring a realization to people, that we happen to live in the decade before Christ's return, and the what Christ has offered mankind is eternal life. Eternal life for those who receive him and yield to him and allow him to be to direct them in their lives. This is the hope, the great hope for our time, because these other employees of the devil, they are going to continue to do what their nature, in their nature, there's nothing but suffering, death, evil, daily. We'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast, 1360khnc.com.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. connection. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.